walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to those, I'll be pimping like I supposed to, rolling like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club freaking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a player bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, player, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus, we got them player at flirters in the shot. Now, the moral of the story is cuff your chick, cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I sing, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me, dude.
Well, if you love your girl and wanna keep your girl, I'll be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm willing to flirt when I speak to girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see you, girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better treat your girl like another man will, cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the being the type. That's until it came along and put speaking the life. When I say how that ass look at thinking the life, I know that she was checking me and digging the ice. They forget that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, sit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll swing just right. So if you're getting sexy and she fast me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we clan in reverse. If I see her and I like it,
let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn, 28,
8. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I am.
Damn, don't hate,
see, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down packed. Teddy Payne was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Teddy Bender ass. I be like, oh, I see you, only mama me, I'm more pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by,
walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Realize it me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, stunting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring them round me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, it's a player's field. Don't take no chick to the club when you just met him, cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. Oh yeah, when I'm roll up, please believe it, I'ma flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, and when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'ma flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me.
Your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me.
tasks can be too much homework for two people. Boys and girls, is what Spot On is all about. Join Yemma Baby and get the A-plus in your relationship circles, only on Penguin Radio.
What's up, folks? Good morning, wherever you are. Evening, if you're in California, and you know, just wherever you are, I'm saying hi. All right. Sorry, I'm late for my show. I got caught up in something, but you know, it's because I was coming up with hot content to talk to you about. So I know I'm late. I'm like 20 minutes late, but please forgive me. All right. So if you're tuned in right now, yeah, my baby, right here, you're listening to the Spot On. Only at Penguin Radio, at radio.dominican.edu. I know you have been waiting for me, and I'm right here, and I'm so excited because I got a lot of things to talk to you about. And you know, thanks for joining me tonight. And you know, if you got any issue that you wanna share, or you wanna talk to me about something, don't go nowhere. All right, I'm gonna be right back because, like I said, hot topics to talk about. You can check me out on my Facebook fan page, Facebook/SpotOn12. Whatever comment that you want to post, I'm right here, all right? Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
Tell me how you feel, mama, tell me what you see. A certified dime piece, deserve Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language, I love the conversation. And when you lick your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now we're both by tipsy, you say you're in the mood. All I need is about an hour, better yet, maybe two. Let me take you where I live, Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let the pain sing so he can make it clear.
I'ma buy your train.
So like I said, we have a lot to talk about, and thank you for joining me once again. So first and foremost, I'm going to give you a preview of what we're going to talk about tonight. And there is a single woman in Washington, D.C. University. She's a professor, and the controversy that's going on right now was she took the kid to school. Her kid, 1 year old, and she breastfed the baby in front of the students. And it's a big controversy, and people are saying it's not right. Others are saying it's not bad because she was just being a good mom. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this middle school student, 11-year-old girl. She was suspended or sent home because she put on her tights. Yeah. We also going to talk about Harvard professor who was caught doing some, you know, he was caught doing some things that are not good. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, I mean, today, basically the theme, I'm just going to focus more on school life and, you know, what should go on and what should not go on. Like, what should happen? Like, the relationship between professors and students. So, I'm going to focus on that. And y'all folks out there, y'all going to let me know what you think, okay? So, this is how we're going to do it. Let me know what you think. I'm going to give you my opinion. If you think I'm being heard on anybody, let me know, okay? And, you know, just so you know, you can also call the studio, all right? I'm going to give you the number for the studio in a little bit. We also going to talk about, there is a title, I don't call my people ugly, but some woman a few years ago, she was titled the world's ugliest woman. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about Prince Harry and her madam, Kate somebody. And there's some photos that was leaked by French media. And apparently she was not in a good, what's the right word? She was naked, okay? I'm trying to find a euphemism for saying that, but, you know, she was naked, okay? So photos are out there. If you want to, you know, catch a glimpse of the photos, you can go see titties, okay? And we're going to talk about this woman who was convicted and she was sent in prison for a crime that she committed, but it's not a woman, it's a man. But she was sent in prison, or she was indicted as a woman. It's a man, but she went to a woman's prison. Yeah, twisted, right? We're going to talk about Morgan Freeman. We're going to talk about a cursing cockatoo. So first and foremost, let me start by talking about Morgan Freeman. Y'all people on Facebook... Facebook is a good platform where people can socialize, can network, people can, you know, say whatever they want. But there is this thing going on Facebook, people spreading rumors and lies about people. That is not good. It is not good. Personally, I don't do that. And if you're out there and if you're somebody who do that, I'm trying to make you change. I'm trying to help you to change from that habit of posting lies on Facebook. So what's going on right now is there is a page that was created and people were saying that Morgan Freeman is dead. And it's been happening for a while now. They were saying Morgan Freeman is dead and the page has like 900,000 likes. So I don't know why anybody would want Morgan Freeman to die. I don't know why they would want that. I don't even know why they would say that. Speaking of which, I remember like a few months ago, they were also talking about Eddie Murphy. And there was a page also created for Eddie Murphy that, you know, he went to ski, ice skiing, and then he fell on his head and then he passed on. So all your folks out there, man, this is why I don't take Facebook too seriously. I don't get too serious with Facebook. Like, I don't post no personal content there because you never know. And there's an article right now that's saying that, yo, if you post, like, employers right now, if you go seeking for employment somewhere, they're checking you out. They're checking your Facebook profile. They're checking whatever pictures that you got. They're checking whatever pictures that your friends are tagging you in. So you got to keep a smart and a clean profile on Facebook. Don't spread lies. You know what I'm saying? Just be smart about everything. And I'm not only talking about Facebook, but I'm talking about Twitter. I'm talking about your blog. I'm talking about Facebook. I'm talking about whatever social network site that you're in. Okay, folks? So that's just that, you know, that's one of the things that I don't like. And I know, you know what I'm saying? That's just one of those page proofs that I got. And a few weeks ago, we talked about ladies. We talked about men, like, you know, when it comes to that time that you gotta part ways with your significant other. Like, what's the best way to do it, right? We talked about that and we all came to agreement that once the flame has died, everybody gotta move on. Nobody's gotta hate on the other. You're not gonna try to come up with some way of revenging kind of, or make your partners or your ex-partner's life a living misery. We talked about that. And so this woman, I'm not going to mention her name, but she crazy. What she did was she taught a cockatoo. A cockatoo is like a parrot for y'all who don't know. It's like a parrot. So she taught it how to curse and how to kind of make her ex, her husband's life a living misery. So anytime, and their neighbors, like when they divorced and whatnot, she moved right next door. So their neighbors. So she taught her cockatoo how whenever the cockatoo saw the man, the cockatoo would go crazy and be like, yo, I don't, okay, some words I can't pronounce on the radio, but she was like saying the F-bomb, the cockatoo was dropping the N-bomb, and he was just going crazy, and the S-bomb and everything. So I don't know why people do this, man. People who not really, really, this is crazy. That's what I'm trying to say. People are crazy. If you're my girlfriend and we break up, I will expect your ass to move on. I would not expect you to be following me around and making threats and doing this and that. I would not expect that, okay? Let's be mature about everything. And let's just live a good life, folks. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody who's in a relationship to be sober about everything. You know, when it comes to that moment that you feel like you cannot go on with that relationship, say it quits, but be smart at the same time. Okay? Do not be following people around. Do not be making, you know what I'm saying? Like, do not be that guy who stalk people. Okay? So don't go nowhere, all right? I'm gonna be right back. Okay? Like I said, the shore is blazing hot and you can feel it. And tomorrow's the weekend. There's a dance today, by the way, on campus. And for all the people who are going to that dance, I wish you the very best. Y'all go there, have fun. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. Do not drink and drive. Do not drink and drive. Be a smart person, like we talked about the other day. Drugs are not good for your health. If you want to be beautiful, both inside and outside, stay away from drugs, okay? Be right back.
A dedication to the independent woman. To the one working hard for hers, this is just my way of letting you know. I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she should leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than a girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yes, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time. She don't expect nothing from no guy. She plays aggressive, but she's still shy. But you never know her softer side by looking in her eyes. Knowing she can't do for herself makes me wanna give her my wealth. Only kind of girl I want. Independent queen working for her throne. I love her cause she got her.
She don't do that. Now she look at me like inspiration. mission. She wanna be complimenting my swag, and everything she got, she worked for it. Good life made for it. She take pride in saying that she paid for it. Only kind of girl I want. Independent queen working for her throne. I love her cause she got her own. She got her own. She got her own. She got her own. Hey, I love it when she says, yeah.
Ooh, I got it. When my shorty come around, they call her, I got it. She won't even let you put your hands in your pocket.
She got it.
Gotta love that though. Low soul. Can't say no soul, baby.
Hey. Don't make me laugh, boo. Never did that bad to make you even have to. But even if I had to, ask my better half to, you be more than glad to. When I do that math, boo, you always try to add to. I need someone who ride for me, not someone who ride for free. She said, boy, I don't just ride, she'll pull up beside of me. I had to ask her what she doing in that caddy. She said, cause you my baby, I be stunting like my daddy. And there's not many who catch my eye. We both wearing Gucci, she match my fly. And that's why I supposed to keep her closer, right by the side. Toaster in the holster, and now she with Loso. Case you didn't know so, you could save your money, dawg. Shorty getting dope so, what she care with his cost? You could call her Miss Boss. I got it backwards, crisscross. Shorty got her own.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Yeah, my baby right here on Spot On. Let's talk, let's have fun, and let's be smart. Every Wednesday and Friday at 7 until 8 p.m. Only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You know
what? Welcome back. If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Spot On. Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. As we move on with the show. So, there is this young single, oh, not single, but married, and she got a kid, a professor at Washington D.C. University. And what she did, or the controversy that is going on right now, is that she was breastfeeding the baby. Her baby wasn't feeling too good, so she couldn't take the baby to the daycare. And her friend, she said her friend suggested that she should go with the baby to her workplace. School, that is. So what she did, she followed the friend's advice and she went with the baby to class. So in the middle of a session, of a class session, the baby started crying. And she didn't have no cookie. She didn't get, you know, she didn't have nothing to give the baby. So what she did, she just flipped out the titties and she started giving the baby titties, right? Like milk. So right after class, of course, some students felt really bad about it and some were embarrassed. And you know how people is. Some were just, you know, some actually took a picture and they posted on Facebook. So the school administration, like, you know, when they got a wind of the situation, like everybody was talking about it, they got so, of course, you know, they side with the faculty member. They want, you know, they won't go berserk. But what the professor really felt bad about it, and she went to her blogspot, and she said, like, you know, in retaliation to what the students were posting on Facebook, she said on a blogspot that, and I quote, "This is my titty. If I want to give it to my baby, I'ma do it. I don't care what y'all say." Yeah, that's what she said. Okay, she didn't exactly say it like I'm saying it right now, but that's what she said. So people got mad. So people are really mad about it, like the way she said it. And I don't know what I feel about this situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would not go to my workplace with my kid. I want my kids to stay at home. No matter how much I'm trying to be a good parent, you know, if there is nobody at home to take care of my kids, then I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? But I won't take them to class and start breastfeeding them. I don't know what y'all ladies feel about it. You know, maybe she was just being a nice mom. And I understand. And sometimes I also know that people try to blow a situation out of proportion, like this right now. People are trying to blow it out of proportion. And they just, you know, they're not cutting the lady some slack. So I don't know what you're feeling about it. Do y'all feel like she did the right thing, plucking out the titties and giving it to the baby? Do y'all feel it? You can hit me up on my Facebook fan page. Also, remember, you can call the studio on 415-482-3587, okay? I'm going to say that again, 415-482-3587. You can tell me what you think, you know what I'm saying, about this situation, okay? So, still, on professors behaving badly, there is this guy from Harvard University. This is a pediatrics professor. He was arrested yesterday because he was found with 100 CDs. Not even CDs, but DVDs. 100 DVDs and 500 images of porn. Yeah. Professor found with 100 DVDs and 500 images of porn. And not just any other porn, but porn of young babies. Not young babies, but teenagers, yo. So, what is going on? Professor found with all this content, watching porn before he goes to teach. Like, he be teaching and then he be admiring our young girls at the same time. This does not fly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is, yo, man, like, how can I say it? This is crazy, right? Like, am I the only one thinking that this is crazy? I would not want my professor to be watching porn and then come to teach me right after. That is pure crazy. I do not appreciate that. So, of course, he was arrested. But right now, he's been fine. So, do y'all think he belong behind bars? Do y'all think this offense is not that bad? Like, they should have like some lighter fine. Like, he should be charged lighter, you know, that they should give him a break. Because I know for a fact that this is how people become, you know, morally bent. Like, they don't, you know, they don't become morally straight, but they're gonna start behaving, you know, in a weird way. You know, you from watching porn, you go to class and then you see young teenagers, you be facilitating and then you be admiring at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So this, I think, should not be the case. If you want to teach, leave porn to, you know, people who, okay, all right, yo, come on, y'all can tell me what you think about that. Okay, I'm not, this is weird, me talking about this, but at the same time, I just feel like if somebody want to watch porn, they should not travel with them. They should leave them at their home. They should leave them at their house, and then they should watch it when they're not going to school to teach. That's my opinion. They should be focused on what they're going to teach, and they should not be carrying such stuff around with them. That is not good. And these are the kind of folks that are giving professors a bad name, you know, because all the professors that I got at Dominican, they are good folks. So this kind of folk, when he gets, you know, when he gets caught up with, you know, with this bull, then they're going to start, they're going to start blaming everybody. So this is straight wrong. And this guy, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's tuned in. Maybe he's listening to Yema Baby right now. Yo, I'm telling you, professor, stop it, okay? Stop it. Concentrate on one thing and do not even think about it, okay? We are watching you. We are straight watching you. Still on school, there's this young girl who's like 11 years old, and she was sent home because she was putting on a tight that was brown. So this girl is an African-American, and she was sent home because her teacher said that the tight, because he was brown and the girl is African-American, so that means her complexion is kind of brown. She was sent home because her teacher said that it looked or it seemed as if she was not wearing no pants because the tight was too tight. So, of course, the mother was so furious. Like, why would they send her kid home because she was putting on tight? And all the rest of the days, she was putting on ties of these different colors and nothing happened. So this is because she put on a brown tie, that's why they sent her home. So, of course, the mother jumped on that racial thing and she said that her kid was sent home and this is racial. So right now she's filing a lawsuit, and of course there is a debate on it. Like, you can go to Yahoo right now and check that article out about this girl. So a lot of people are saying that dress code should be strictly enforced in schools. This is elementary. It's not even high school we're talking about. So a lot of folks are saying that. Do your folks think that dress code should be enforced in schools? Because I know, dude, it's not a problem with men, because I know men be conscious about their dressing. If you're not, you know, like men be not, you know, showing, you know how men put on, right? That's, you get the picture. But ladies, man, do y'all think that we should enforce a dressing code on y'all so that we can try to make you dress appropriately, try to make you become role models in our community? Because I know if campus chicks or if campus ladies, they dress in a certain way, of course the other young folks are just looking at them and they're trying to emulate them. So personally, I think that if a dress code would be introduced or enforced in our schools, then, you know, also like, like academic wise, guys would improve. That is my opinion. I'm saying it. And you can also tell me what you feel. Okay. This is me saying that kids should have a dress code when they go into school, especially girls, so that people like that professor who was caught with 100 DVDs of porn, they will behave themselves if they find themselves in a situation, you know. But if such a guy finds himself in a situation and the way you put on, then, you know, I mean, it's easy to say that they might take advantage. And, you know, of course he's going to go to prison, but he would have also damaged somebody else's life. So I think that girls or everybody around should be really conscious about this. And we should come up with a way of making everybody sober. This is me saying, if you're tuned in right now, you're listening to Spot On at radio.dominican.edu. Don't go nowhere. Yeah, my baby, okay? We're blazing hot.
She snapped. Shout snap.
You can do it all by yourself. Whoa, baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a train. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music, nappy boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance to you rolling?
Oh,
there. I am Johnny, and you are listening to Jury Corner on Spot On with Yemma Baby. Let's talk. Let's walk that talk.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm getting a lot of feedback. Y'all guys are being good fans out there, listeners. I'm getting good feedback about what we're talking about today. And this is good. This is good. That means we really, really constructing this society. We coming up with positive solutions to the problems that we got. That's what the show is all about. Okay? So a friend of mine, good friend of mine, Mike Mitsumuri, who's a student at DU. Mike, thank you, Mike. Thank you for tuning in. You know, I love you, man. No homo. So Mike is saying right now that if the professor should be allowed to breastfeed. That's what Mike is saying right now. And she should be allowed to breastfeed anywhere that she feels appropriate, be it in class, be it in the staff room, be it in the office, be it in, you know, in the soccer field, like anywhere that she feels like she's appropriate and she's comfortable to do it, she should do it. And he said that, God damn it, this is America. So that is Mike's opinion. Do y'all folks agree with Mike? And another thing, Matt Carlson, one of my best friends too, shout out to you, Matt. And Matt is saying right now that dress code, you know, the last topic that we talked about, dress code, Mike is saying that dress code should not be enforced because there is no way the school would define what is appropriate. And that is our main problem. So the main problem with our society and our schools today is that we don't know what is appropriate for school, for our workplaces, what is, you know, what should be more comfortable when you go to the club so that you do not make yourself vulnerable, you know? Because last week, also remember, I talked about this girl that was raped by her friend. It's because she went to the club. And when she took the friend to the court of law said, or the judge really criticized the girl, and she said that women do not belong to the bar. So this is, you see, it's like one thing leads to another. Is that, you know, it's like if you dress inappropriately and you go to the dance, then you can meet some weird people. And these weird people, if they drank and they don't care about what you say, they're going to take advantage of y'all. So, I mean, that's a good insight from Matt. You know, I like Matt's opinion because we don't have a way of coming up with what's appropriate. But, you know, if we would think about it, you know, if we would think about it and try to come up with something that might make everybody happy, make our beautiful girls happy, make the young boys happy, make Yemma Baby happy, make Matt, make Mike, make everybody happy, you know, and that's what it is. You know, try to make the society be sane and be positive about everything. So as we move on, there was this woman who was, and by the way, before I go to this woman, let me talk about Prince Harry and Kate, the wife of Prince Harry. So they went to France, right? And they were having a nice time. And Kate, because she was on holiday, she took it off. She took all of her clothes off. Not all of her clothes off, but she was topless. You know, of course she had pants, but she was topless. And some paparazzi, of course, took pictures of her lying at the beach. And right now, he's selling the images for crazy amounts of money. And he's making a killing out of the photos. And of course, right now, all the royal family in Britain, they're so sad, and they are suing the newspaper company or the magazine company that disposed or that, not disposed, but that showed these photos to the world. So this is, you know, brings me back to clothing, you know, because I don't understand how she would go to the beach and strip her clothes and be topless and right now start complaining that why did those... You know, this is the kind of things that give people money. Like people who, you know, people who really, really, you know, should I say smart, but hustlers out there, hustlers. This guy is a hustler. He took photos and now he wants money for the photos. You know, people don't got no job. What do you expect them to do? So if they see you and you use a famous person, you're supposed to be a raw model, not being naked at the beach in the first place, you know, She should not be at the beach naked in the first place. So right now, she should not be complaining because she exposed herself, and nobody told her to strip it off. So this guy, I don't know how it's going to go, but they're suing. And of course, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But they're saying, just like Mike said a while ago, it's a free world. You can do whatever you want. You can strip at the beach, but don't prevent people from taking photos because it's a free world. They can take photos if they want. And heck, you know what? If I go to the beach and I be like that, then, you know, people might also, you know, take advantage of that. So I am always covered. And, you know, I always got my bases covered. I check around if there's paparazzis around. I check around if there is, you know, people with camera. And if I see the coast is clear, I take it all off. Not all, but all. All right, folks. So I was talking about this lady who got caught because she was a thief. Or she got caught in you know, she theft. And what happened was she dresses like a woman, but it is a man. He is a man, but he dressed like a woman. So when they arrested her, when they arrested him, everything, she had titties, she had big booty. He, this thing is confusing. I do not know what pronoun to use. But the bottom line is that this person got arrested. And when they arrested him and they wanted to send him to prison after being convicted of their crime, he said that I'm a man and I want to go to a man's prison. And of course, two doctors were called and they asked the doctors, yo, do y'all think this guy is a man? And the doctors say this guy is a woman because everything that he got, it's feminine. So when he was taken to the women's prison, of course, the women went wild. And when, you know, they checked out his anatomy and they saw that he had, you know, he had something. So they raped this guy. He was raped. And 2 years he was in prison. He was being raped all over. Like, you know, people in prison are crazy. So right now he's suing for like $20 million. He's suing. He wants damages. And he's suing the state for, you know, taking because he's saying that they destroyed his life. So, you know, like I said, again, we're talking about dressing. So because it's a man dressing like a woman, he was sent to a woman's prison. So why can't people be conscious about the way they put on, you know? Because I know people don't care about what other people saying about the way you put on, but at the same time, we got our dignity. We got a lot of things at stake, you know? There's just the way you kind of put on says a lot about you, and we should be careful about it, you know? That is just my opinion, because I'm saying that this is a good example that I just gave. You being arrested, sent to a woman's prison because you put on like a woman and you're a man and you know? So that is my opinion. You should really, really be careful the way you put on because you want to be a good man. You want to be a good woman. You know, you want to come out as a role model to everybody out there. And of course, you know, there is you got to respect every institution that you go to. You know, if you're in school, you got to be careful about it. And, you know, just look out for weird characters. You know, unfortunately, we're running out of time. And, you know, my show is up. And I am so, 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 so happy for all the people that gave me feedback. And all the people that tune in. Shout out to Matt. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Gina. Shout out to Leanne. Shout out to Stella. Shout out to everybody out there. Okay? If I forgot to mention your name, I'm going to mention your name on Wednesday. Okay, same time on Wednesday and Friday, tune in. Don't forget to check me out. Okay, for all the people going to the Dominican dance, have fun. And like I say, y'all be responsible. If you drink, do not drive. Okay, if you engage in sex, safe sex. All right, you got to have your protections on because we do not want you crying later and saying that, oh, he messed up my life. We don't want that. Okay, all right, folks, peace. Adios.
Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental.
Me and I be somebody.